Radio, where it's all about the music.
Welcome to Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music. I'm Rick Rockwell in Washington, D.C., co-host Jeff Siegel's in Dallas, and we start off with wonderful new music from Joni Mitchell. That's Night of the Iguana, brand new from Shine, her new LP, her first LP in more than a decade, Jeff.
And it's always a pleasure to hear Joni Mitchell on Ivory Towers Radio, Rick, where it's all about the music.
Jeff, you're the Joni Mitchell buff. What can you tell us about this new release and about Ms. Mitchell?
Well, I'll tell you what. If you're expecting Court and Spark, or if you're expecting Ladies of the Canyon, or anything like that, this record isn't. But if you're looking for something really interesting with some really good songs from somebody who's learned a lot over the years and is always trying new and different things, it's a terrific record. I really enjoyed it a lot. And Rick, as you well know, if I thought it was a piece of crap, I'd be the first person to say so.
Indeed, and that's one of the things that our listeners know is we'll be straight up with you about the music on this particular show. One thing I wanted to ask about Ms. Mitchell is that she hasn't been recording much, as we said, more than a decade for this. Any particular reason behind that?
I believe she was in a funk at the record industry, a funk at the radio business, and all of the assorted people that go with that. This record, interestingly enough, is on the Starbucks label, the same one that did Paul McCartney earlier this year. And I guess she's made her peace and figured if she was going to make a record, she was going to have a record company do it.
I want to reveal this, that I heard a recent interview with Joni Mitchell, and she said actually part of it, that was a big part of it, but that she was actually mad at the audience. Mad at the audience that didn't appreciate what she was trying to do with, she's one of those artists that we've talked about so much that where does she belong? Is she in rock? Is she in folk? Is she in jazz? Where does she belong? So she was mad at the audience for that, but more so she was mad at the audience for electing this last president, and I'm not so sure she's so much of a fan of Bill Clinton either, but she basically said politically she couldn't talk to people anymore because she was so angry.
And you and I well understand that anger, don't we, Rick?
We have that all the time, but we want you to direct your anger, so please direct it now to our public service announcement.
You listen to internet radio, so you need to hear this message. This copyright royalty board rate increase you've heard so much about, the one that raises fees for us to play music to many times over what any other music-based media pays, well, here's where it stands. The problem is not solved. Call your Washington representative and senators. Tell them internet radio is not getting enough of their attention. Find their names and numbers at SaveNetRadio.org.
Right when I wasn't looking, and all these false impressions leave me with a saccharine smile, and they got in through the window and left before we got home. But it won't get me down, 'cause they can't take away my sound. I got my hands up in the air, come and take what you want, I won't do anything. I got my hands up in the air, come and take what you want, I won't do anything. I'm giving it all away, I'm giving it all away, I'm giving it all away. Looks like this is your lucky day. Your action figure collection is filling up the kitchen, but they're not helping no one. Plastic superhero dreaming. You're waiting outside at the club. You can't get in and I will ride on. My good friend stopping at just might be able to get you in. I got my hands up in the air. Come and take what you want. I won't do anything. I got my hands up.
She sleeps with the covers down, hoping somebody gets in. Doesn't matter what she does, she knows she can't win. Oh, Susanna's still alive. Oh, Susanna's gonna cry. Oh, Susanna's still alive. Oh, Susanna's still alive.
Change. This is the
Ray Davies, Things Are Gonna Change, a message for Joni Mitchell, hopefully, here on Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music. That's off Ray's 2006 album called Other People's Lives. He's got a new record coming out literally any day now, and we'll probably play some of that here on Ivory Towers Radio. We started out with my new favorite band, Walking Concert, a song called Hands Up, from their only album, Run to Be Born. And in the middle, Ray's brother Dave, and from 1968, Susanna's Still Alive.
What year again was that, Jeff?
Dave Davies?
Yes.
1968.
Well, Dave Davies, someone who we don't give him enough credit for the Kinks. If you read all of the criticism written, most of it glowing during that late 60s, early 70s period, everybody tends to give Ray the credit for the Kinks. But these days, I think people realize that it was much more of a brother act than the critics would have had us believe.
Well, as good as Ray is, and I think that Things Are Going to Change song shows how good Ray is, he didn't invent the power chord, did he?
No, his brother did that. And the interesting thing, speaking about interviews, heard a great interview with Ray Davies where he was saying, I haven't done the solo albums that my brother has. This was really, this 2006 release was his release. He claimed to really do something that was completely away from the Kinks and away from his brother. So a very interesting idea for all those people who think that Ray Davies got his way all the time in the Kinks. Apparently not.
Apparently not. Well, Rick, that was one of the many musicology lessons that we do here on Ivory Towers Radio. And if you like our musicology lessons, or if you would prefer that we just shut up and play music, you can send us an email. Our email address is ivorytowersradio@att.net. That's ivorytowers, T-O-W-E-R-Z, radio, all one word, @att.net.
From the vault, it's Cover Me.
Ode to Queen Victoria From the Fall. That's a cover of the classic Kinks song, Victoria. Who would have thought a song honoring not the current queen, but the queen from the British Empire's height, I guess.
And it sounds punky.
Well, The Fall, more or less, I'm not exactly sure they're, I guess we would call them a post-punk band, if you want to use that term. An alternative band, certainly. That's from their The Friends Experiment release. So I guess that was an experiment that, I don't know, Jeff, did you like that experiment?
I did. I'm not a big fan of the Kinks version, but I think I like that. I like the little harder edge. I like the, I just like the more punk sound to it.
Well, certainly you come here for the Cover Me feature, you're going to hear sometimes things that are done a little bit different than what you may have heard on the radio before. And that's what Ivory Towers Radio is all about sometimes.
Should be about that all the time, isn't it?
Well, we are known for playing the B-sides and rarities. You were talking about musicology lessons and email before, and I just had to say, got an email right before we did the show today, and the person said they loved the musicology lessons, but sometimes said we go too fast, and they'd like more explanation, believe it or not. And so my explanation is sometimes we don't give everything that we actually know about a cut because we just ramble on for a half an hour, and the show is all about the music.
That's one of the nicest things anybody's said about my incredibly bizarre career as a disc jockey, and I appreciate it very much. But trust me, you don't want us to start talking about this stuff. We'll sound like Beatles fans discussing why everybody's barefoot or not on the cover of Abbey Road.
Well, one of the things that this show apparently has been about is a big chunk of the beginning of the show is all about the Kinks, but we haven't heard from that band enough, and that was certainly a band contemporaries of the Beatles. Some people would say actually pushed the Beatles into areas that they may not have gone into, like maybe those power chords. So I think we're overdue to hear from them.
Man in the world into a star. I'm a star maker.
I'm a star.
Yeah.
The Liars. I'm Telling You Girl, from their release On Fire from the early 1990s. Jeff, that's a disc that I've been looking for a little bit, and as you know, sometimes we play Musical Detective here on the show. I wanted to get that for our listeners. Not easy to find. It's findable, but that particular cut is my favorite Liars song. Also in that set, The Kinks with Everybody's a Star, Star Maker, and in the middle, The Move from the late 1960s with California Man. Some people may know that song not from the Move version, but from the much more popular version from your favorite band from Rockford, Illinois, Jeff. That would be Cheap Trick.
Cheap Trick! Cheap Trick! Did you say that knowing the response I would get?
Well, you knew, I knew, that Cheap Trick is not your favorite band. And as evidenced by we've been doing this show for, what, 9 months worth of music, and we still haven't played Cheap Trick yet?
And they're from Rockford, and you know how much I love Rockford. Just in case anybody is listening, and to make sure that we do explain this, Cheap Trick's career was resuscitated with a live record called Live at Budokan, which was recorded in Japan, and one of the things you can hear on the live record is the audience going, Cheap Trick! Cheap Trick!
I have to say, I still like Cheap Trick, and even though the Budokan album I think is not their best work, but it was the album that broke them. One of these days, we will get around to Cheap Trick. As you know, I play lots of musical Cheap Tricks, and so we're kind of overdue.
We'll play some Cheap Trick, because maybe we can find a Rockford, Illinois set. There's going to be a couple other bands from Rockford, huh?
That's kind of stretching it. In fact,
that's the Move song. I wanted to tell you this. You know, I'm also not that big a fan of Jeff Lynne, but California Man, that sounded pretty good.
Well, there's a couple other people in that band, although two-thirds of the Move end up being the Electric Light Orchestra. So those folks move along to other things afterward. But the Move, a very influential band from the 1960s that many people don't know all that much about. The interesting thing in that set, one of the things we often point out is similarities in chord progressions. Listen to that set and wonder to yourself, who is stealing from whom? The Liars might be stealing from the Kinks, but are the Kinks stealing from the Move? That's a good question.
Well, you know my theory on it. If you're going to steal from the best.
Indeed, indeed. And for those looking for the secret musicology lesson there, the one member of the Move that might make the difference for you, Jeff, is Roy Wood.
Oh, yeah.
Someone noted for his eclecticism in how he approached music, and someone who many people say threw away fame because he just wanted to do music his own way, and instead Jeff Lynne went off and got all that fame.
Well, if we have a theme so far today, it's musicians who do it their own way, huh?
Well, I think it's time for more of that.
Boy, I'm gonna catch a chase some other guy. even crosses my mind. You got me spinning in circles, baby, all of the time. You got me seeing the things that haven't happened but mine. You got me trying to clean what's dirty on the inside. You know I hate everybody that I've ever met. Don't know why it ain't all easier to forget. It's alright, there's not a point to plead or cry. I couldn't anyway do dirty on the inside. It's alright, you know I get this every night. But it's alright cause I'm just dirty on the inside. I hate everybody that I've ever met. I don't know why it ain't easier to forget. It's alright, there's not a point to plead or cry. Couldn't anyway do dirty on the inside. So dirty, dirty on the inside. I don't know why I'm dirty on the inside. And now I don't know why I'm dirty on the inside. Now I don't know why on the inside.
From the Etts, from their debut release, a record called Shake the Dust, 2006. And this was our Etts set. We started out, that was the Etts. We started out with the Pipettes, new music from them, Your Kisses Are Wasted on Me, from their debut record. And then in the middle, we had, of course, the best Ett of all, Ron Etts, Walking in the Rain, a Phil Spector classic. And I must say, Rick, that if, for those of us who care about these sorts of things, that's a terrific set of music.
Just an Ett set. And tell me, is that set dedicated to Phil Spector, since we're talking about people who did it their own way, and Phil seems to be walking away from that murder charge these days, so should we dedicate that to him?
No, I don't know. He's a little odd, although maybe his oddness is what made him such a great record producer, because he even worked with the Ramones and got an interesting sound out of them. The reason that set is there is we had not played any Etts on Ivory Towers, I don't believe, yet in these nine months. And how can we go without playing the Ronettes? And then, of course, when I found the Ronettes, we found the Pipettes. And then after we found the Pipettes, you found the Etts.
Maybe we'll do a whole piece on the Ivory Towers blog. For those of you who don't know, we don't just have the underground podcast, we also have the Ivory Towers blog, the complement to Ivory Towers Radio. And so for those of you who don't come to us through the blog, this is how you can find us. You can find us at http://ivorytowers. That's Towers, all one word, and with a Z or a Z for our many Canadian and European listeners. And so that's ivorytowers.blogspot.com. One more time, ivorytowers.blogspot.com. And you can come to us not just for discussions of music, but also culture, politics, media, and of course, sports. But now, right back to the music.
Or even low out. are the token of crossbreeds or of hope. A mountain has never been this high. Ain't that divine? Ain't that divine? That's a strange.
Thank you.
Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music. This bit of music takes us into the Bible, Jeff. Not sure, but we had Emily Haynes there with Our Hell, preceded by P.J. Harvey with The Devil, and starting us off, Leah Kruger with Strange Hallelujah.
Rick, I really like that Leah Kruger song. Is there any more from her, or is that one of those one-off things and then she'll vanish from the face of the earth?
Well, I actually want to send that song out to somebody. We don't often do this, but we both have a pal, Mike Francis, who lives out in Portland, Oregon, and I want to send that out to him because Mike and I have talked about Leah Kruger a couple of times, and she's from Portland and did play the Portland scene at one point, but seems to have vanished from there, at least according to Mike. And Strange Hallelujah is out of print now. It's a release from earlier in the decade, and it's a great, great CD, but very hard to find, and you can find it. I tracked it down, another bit of detective work. I've actually been trying to get this Leah Kruger disc for months because Mike came out this way, and we talked a little bit about her, and finally tracked it down, finally got it on the show. So there's my background about that. Maybe you can give us some background about Emily Haynes, but first I want to mention that P.J. Harvey, The Devil, is from her very new release, only out for about a month. I think the release is named White Chalk. But please tell us about Emily Haynes and her band, The Soft Skeleton.
Well, Rick, I know this will be hard to believe, but Emily Haynes is actually a Canadian. And we play many Canadians here on Ivory Towers Radio, trying to make all those Canadian content laws. But she's actually the front woman for a Toronto band called The Metric, which is, I guess, I don't know, kind of a dance band a little bit more. And Soft Skeleton is a bunch of pals that she picked up from the Toronto music scene to support her on this record. Boy, listen to that. I sounded just like I could write for Rolling Stone there.
Well, if we took over Rolling Stone, we would do a better job.
But I like that record a lot. I like that song a lot. The record's called Knives Don't Have Your Back, and it came out in 2006, and I just like it a lot. It's, you know, we started out with Joni Mitchell, who taught the world a few things about doing something to do, and I think Emily Haynes may teach the world a few things as well.
Well, since we're into various different veins and deep veins this week, I think it's time to get deep, don't you?
Very deep.
Here we go.
Hey, now it's time for Jeff's New Wave.
Bottle of wine. Bobby got leukemia, 14 years old. He looked like 55 when he died. He was a friend of mine. next day you get hauled by the very same bikers.
Those are people who die, die. 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 All my friends are going to die.
Died on Jeff's New Wave on Ivory Towers Radio, where it truly is about the music. That song from 1980 off a record called Catholic Boy. Rick, and I'll wax a little nostalgic here if I may.
Please.
The very first time I heard this song on the radio, and that would have been WXRT in Chicago, and I said, wow. I mean, that's exactly what you want to hear on the radio, something interesting, something tough, something new coming off, and you want to find out all about the person who did it, and you want to find out if there's any other songs on the record. And, you know, this is 27 years later, and I'm still going, wow, I love that song. And that is a great record, Catholic Boy, Jim Carroll Band.
Even though it's a morbid song, if you're not dancing to that song, you're on the other side with all those people he's talking about.
Jim Carroll is actually a poet, and he's actually published a number of very well-received works, including something called, I believe, The Basketball Memoirs. And that song is just incredibly well-written, and it's tough, and it rocks. And I miss being able to turn on the radio and hear music like that.
Well, that's why you got to come to the Underground Podcast, and you know what's next on the podcast, don't you, Jeff?
I know, and I'm ready, man. I am ready. I'm looking forward to this one. I understand we're in for a big treat.
Time to hit you with that rhythm stick.
Caution. Now it's time for Rick's Metal Shop.
music from Creator on the Metal Shop. That is a German heavy metal band. That's some vintage metal from the late 1980s, a track by the name of Renewal. Renewal, that's a good thing to have at the end of a rock and roll show, is it not, Jeff?
It's very good, and in fact, for anybody who enjoyed this show, and would like to try to maybe listen to some of the others, we have a way you can do that. You can go to public.box.net/Ivory Towers Radio. That's public.box.net/Ivory Towers Radio, TOWERZ Radio, all one word. Download all of the previous 35 shows.
35 shows. This is show 36, and the Metal Shop puts the hammer down on it. I think that's appropriate. So a tip of the hat your way, sir. For composer,
thank you very much.
Well, always a pleasure to do a show with you. So for Jeff Siegel in Dallas, my wonderful co-host, for composer announcer Michael Galelli, I'm Rick Rockwell. Thanks for joining us on Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music. Please join us again next time.